This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. A report released last week could help Governor Inslee and U.S. Senator Patty Murray decide if they should call for the removal of lower Snake River dams in an effort to save the dwindling salmon populations. The report, ironically, comes just a week after President Biden declared an energy emergency. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says he's heard nothing from dam removal advocates.
Not heard anything from the pro-breaching side, but I'm not expecting to either. To me, this reeks of hypocrisy at its highest level.
Newhouse says it's a mixed message.
I mean, you can't have an emergency situation as it relates to energy one day, and then just a couple days later be advocating for the removal of what provides us some of the cleanest, reliable energy that is available in the United States. So it makes zero sense to me that we're even having the conversation.
To him, Newhouse says it makes no sense.
It's kind of a head-scratcher, to tell you the truth. You can't have it both ways in this. We either need the energy or we don't. We either want a cleaner environment in the future by removing carbon, or we don't. And these dams give us all of those things and much, much more.
The final recommendation from Inslee and Murray is expected sometime next month.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.